I'm still disheartened. I mean, they wouldn't have, they should have followed the right ways. They should have followed the law. I mean, of which they didn't. So they failed me as a parent. I mean, honestly, they didn't do it the right way. Because even that statement that they suddenly released now, I mean, before they could release that statement, if you look at that letter, it's not even signed. That statement, it's a flying statement. It's not coming from anyone. I mean, for such sensitive and serious matter, there should be even a signature that it's signed by so and so. So there's a lot going on, honestly. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Do you think
Of
if,
which, you can talk.
sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I'm saying there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot going on. We're looking forward to what will happen, though. But the police confirmed that the footage is available. The media, I mean, the story is all it's out there. So, I mean, we're going through a lot as a family. I didn't even have time to grieve my son because I had to fight for the law. I had to fight for justice, which has failed me. So, honestly, I'd like to thank everyone who came out, the March and March, and all other political parties who came out to help me to get justice. Another thing is now we are like homeless people. I'm still renting that apartment because, yeah, I'm still renting that apartment, but I can't go there now because I've been intimidated not once, not twice, too many times. So we are not safe. So this is now trending. It's a trending story. I mean, everybody in all departments are paying attention to it. I stood up to fight for the justice for my kids. If they took accountability and reach out to me as a parent and try to fix it internally before I could even go public, it should have been the right way. But they failed me. And I was failed by the law in the very beginning when the police failed to do their job.